This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday vowed to keep up the fight against the Hamas militants, while Palestinians mourned more than 100 people who Gaza health officials say were killed in an overnight Israel airstrike. We hear more from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
His remarks come after reports that the leaders of Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist group that governed Gaza, rejected an Egyptian proposal that they relinquish power in the enclave in exchange for a permanent ceasefire. That's according to two Egyptian security sources who spoke to Reuters on Monday. An official from Hamas later denied what the sources said about the talks. The last 48 hours have been particularly deadly. At least 70 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Mughazi refugee camp in the middle of the Gaza Strip.
That's Zachary Goldman from Reuters News. And during his annual Christmas Day speech, Pope Francis, through a translator, called for an end to the war.
I plead for an end to the military operations with their appalling harvest of innocent civilian victims, and call for a solution to the desperate humanitarian situation by an opening to the provision of humanitarian aid.
In Europe, Serbian police detained at least 38 people as opposition plans more protests against election results. Student protester Nikola Ristić.
We think we have some points that show us that there was a lot of people who are not living in Belgrade.
Police warned that they would not allow roads or bridges to be blocked in the capital of Belgrade. President Aleksandar Vučić described Sunday's protest as an attempt to overthrow the government from help from abroad, but didn't go into details. This is VOA News. Jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been tracked down to the Polar Wolf penal colony north of the Arctic Circle. His spokeswoman said on Monday after supporters lost touch with him more than 2 weeks prior. Reuters' Emma Jelly reports.
Spokesperson Kira Yarmish told Reuters that Navalny's lawyer managed to see him on Monday, the first time since supporters raised the alarm about his fate on December 6th.
The lawyer saw him today, so he is well, especially given the fact that he was transferred for 3 weeks to this place. So this is the information I have right now.
Navalny is among the highest profile political figures opposing Russian President Vladimir Putin. He has endured exile, assassination attempts, and now prison. For now, he is held in what is considered to be one of the toughest prisons in Russia. The Polar Wolf was founded in the 1960s as part of what was once the Gulag system of forced Soviet labor camps.
That's Reuters reporter Emma Jelly. Text of a draft law posted on the website of Ukraine's parliament late on Monday proposed lowering the age of those who can be mobilized for combat duty from 27 down to 25. The proposed change comes as Ukraine's 22-month-old battle against Russia drags on. And Sunday, Ukraine and Russia exchanged claims over downed military aircraft. And on Monday, Ukraine denied Russia's claim that its forces had seized the regional center of Mariinka in eastern Ukraine. A charter plane grounded in France for a human trafficking investigation with about 300 passengers has landed in India, according to flight tracking data that's supplied by the Associated Press. We hear more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Associated Press reporters outside the Vetri Airport saw the chartered plane take off after the crew and about 200 other people boarded. Passengers grounded in France included a 21-month-old child and 11 unaccompanied minors. Several passengers requested asylum, according to local officials. The Paris prosecutor's office says two people were detained and are appearing before a judge to face possible charges, including involvement in a criminal group helping foreigners enter or stay in a country illegally. The plane stopped Thursday in France for refueling en route from the UAE to Nicaragua. I'm Julie Walker.
Pakistan has extended to Friday a deadline, has extended a Friday deadline for candidates to file nomination papers for a national election by 2 days. That's according to the National Election Commission. They say they're allowing for extra time for former Prime Ministers Imran Khan and Nawaz Sharif to enter the race. I'm Steve Miller.